Cozy on the House, bringing it to your house, home, castle, and cabin this morning. Appreciate you tuning in. We're here with Mrs. Sal Sicato, owner of Dunright Window and Doors, Rosie Certified Window and Door Replacement Specialist, who we just happened to be out on a site on this week where we were filming a particular residence he was modifying with some pretty custom applications. And I wanted to talk a little bit, Sal, about what you did for the homeowner on that kitchen window. And I want to reset the stage just a little bit for anybody that's just tuned in. A nice home out on in the north part of the valley that looked out to the west across a golf course. Very nice home. Very nice western view, luscious desert and green. And the kitchen window looked out onto that west-facing patio. And as many people like to do and use a setting like that for entertainment, I imagine the homeowner, for that reason, wanted that opening to be much bigger than just the 30 or 36 inches that she was getting with the sliding unit. So how did you go about engineering what you solved there? I thought that was pretty creative.
Well, each and every product and or homeowner is looking for some, I'm sorry, each and every homeowner is looking for something different. And for that specific opening, she wanted to have a large pass-through. She's going to be putting a countertop on the exterior. She wants to slide, you know, whatever out and have her hors d'oeuvres out there. So in having a large opening, we actually wanted to incorporate that commercial product and tie into the rest of her house of what we have installed earlier. We designed, basically it's a door with the minimal amount of frame. So you have about 2 inches of frame around each glass edge. And the door can open outward. The locking mechanisms were taken off of the design of the bifolding doors, which works perfect for a window. Romy, you were able to utilize those and see how that worked. And basically, it just allowed you to have a push-out casement-style window with no obstructions at all. And the limitations of the sizing is pretty large. That one there was 6 feet by 7 feet of what that opening was.
It looked good. And then you take the window sill and remove it or never have it installed, and you replace it with a door threshold.
Reverse on that. So we did,
you could pass straight through. I loved that.
Correct. So we utilized a window frame on the bottom instead of a door sill.
Okay.
So it was essentially an entire window is what it was. So it started as a door. We just utilized some parts as a door, brought it into a window configuration. And now you can't even, it's an absolute amazing looking window is what it is.
You bring your solid surface countertop
mm-hmm.
up to the in and outside of that frame edge. And you're literally just sliding platters across the countertop.
Did we bring that one flush? I'm not sure if we brought that one flush or not.
I think I caught it flush.
I know we had a bottom sill on it. So I don't know if there was a lip or we brought it flush. Any of it is doable. Again, whatever the homeowner's looking for.
And what she's really looking for.
And what she was really looking for was keeping wet feet from the pool from coming into her kitchen.
Wait, I'm lost now. We're still talking about the window, aren't we?
Right. So with the pass-through, you can put anything
there
from
you
the
go.
Kitchen
I gotcha.
Out to the patio to keep them from coming into her kitchen. That's what she was looking for, I'm sure.
Maybe. It might work.
A couple
we'll
summers
see.
With kids and a pool, you know.
You just put the lemonade right out there and keep the kids out. There you go.
Now, in that frame, were those all thermally broke?
Yes, I do believe that was a thermally broken product. And the thermally broken product, just for whoever doesn't know, is where you separate the exterior aluminum by the interior aluminum by a piece of non-conductive material. It doesn't allow that heat to transfer through.
So it doesn't allow the window frame to become an interior heat radiator.
Correct.
Greatly increases the efficiency of the window itself. And then how about just the weather sealing properties, the air tightness, the dust elimination?
Well, so it depends on what you're comparing it to. Your older standard aluminum windows, where you would have all of the dust on your windowsill, you'll have somebody slam the door and you'll hear your window rattle, or you can hear the wind actually whistling through your window. Those are going to be letting in so much dust. The new product today, whether it's the commercial aluminum, any product besides your standard aluminum product will have a significant difference in air filtration, sound, and dust.
So we could do so much more with doors and windows in today's generation of products. So I want y'all to be careful in going out and just selecting what might be on sale someplace and deciding you're going to install this. That may not be the smartest dollar investment for the improvement of your home's equity as well as your lifestyle at the home. There's going to be some very significant implications as it relates to energy efficiency, noise transmission, moisture elimination. You certainly don't want to put in a new window where you've lost the integrity of your vapor barrier.
And
go ahead.
Oh, that was a commercial.
It is. It is.
So there's actually a lot of design aspect to it. Measuring. You definitely don't want to just purchase a window and then go out and look for somebody to install it. That's for sure.
Done Right Windows and Doors here with Sal Sicotta. We'll continue the conversation right after this. Y'all stay tuned.
And you can join the conversation if you have a question about your windows or doors. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you.